when you're supposed to be doing a specific task so that the manager can see you and recognize you for your promotion, and your assistant manager is trying to throw you off the task and you still end up getting the job. Imagine that. Imagine your assistant manager giving all the tasks to your coworker to try to get the job over you when your manager is wanting you to apply for the job and you still get the job. No matter how much time or effort that assistant manager try to put into them coworkers, them niggas ain't got it. You can go sit over there and interview, you can share, you can copy, you can paste. But it ain't you. Imagine that. If you any good, it'll happen to you too. Imagine that. All right. Let's take a while. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Is it not working? Uh-oh. Let me see this one. 1863.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What's going on?
Hey, I just want to say congratulations, Armand. We love you. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. And I just want to say hurry on and get out the lab because in Perks is going to keep you talking. So you got to hurry on and get off unless you'll keep on.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably what it is, child. All right, thanks, bro. Because I am off. Listen, I'm on the Norco right now. 5273.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you. Thank you.
Come on, bro. You deserve it. God
Thank
almighty,
you.
I'm so happy. Bam.
Thank you.
In this bit. I'm sorry. Oh,
We here. No, listen, I'm happy and I'm grateful because. Go ahead.
Just with the boot on. You see, just look at the symbolism with the boot on, the foot, the surgery, the rising. Like you said,
yes.
People putting salt in your walk and knowing that you were called to do what you're doing right now. You know you that nigga.
Period.
My nigga. I'm
Period.
Proud of you. You cold.
Thank you.
Untouchable.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. And I appreciate it. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. So thank you.
Keep being you. You're welcome. Take care. Love
you.
Love
you too. Bye. Yes. Period. Okay. So we're going to get in here. We're going to make it quick because I do got to go. Okay. 4696.
Congratulations, Karan.
Yes. Thank you so much. What do you think about this?
Are you going to hang it up?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a whole new set for 2021. So I got to figure out where I'm setting it up at.
Well, that's great. And another thing, you were spoiled as a child. I don't know why you're saying you wasn't spoiled as a child.
Oh, child, shut up. You'd be trying to get on here and do too much. I was not spoiled as a child. Bye.
Goodbye. You was too.
Okay, she's just trying to air me out, child. I'm not spoiled, okay? All right, listen. Okay, 8031, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. I've been.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just sitting here watching at your crown. You look so cute. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And I, exactly what you said, I had the same situation with a mentor / boss in the corporate world. It was so frustrating.
Yeah.
And
right?
I didn't have the self-care part down, so I was just like, I'm out.
Yeah, but you know that a lot of people don't realize how hard that is. Like, I'm not gonna take away from your mentor's power. Like, I wanted that person to mentor me because I understood their power, their influence, and their how big they were. Imagine having all of that go coming down on you on top of the regular trouble that you would go through. Like, that's a lot to navigate through. She has way more contacts than me, and she has way more leverage than me, and a lot more people would follow her.
Exactly. And I went through that with somebody who was well connected within the system I was in. And like you said, I still got the promotion, but it was like 10 times harder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I can see you talking on screen, but I'm trying not to talk over you. But yeah, it was terrible. And I think the biggest thing is like the gaslighting you endure during that entire time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like people kind of feeling like they're not doing what they're doing. You're like, I see what you did. That was disrespectful, and I don't like it. But anyway, I just love you so much. I'm rooting for you in the background. You have so much talent, and I enjoy watching you, and you deserve it. Plus, you can also be spoiled, but also learn how to work hard for yourself.
Yeah, I learned that lesson. I still appreciate it. I'm glad that we encountered each other because I learned how to navigate. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye. All right, a couple more. Ooh, yeah. It's a lot of y'all. We're going to make it real quick. 0809, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand? This is Travis, and I just want to call.
What's going on, bro? How you doing? What's popping?
Nothing much. Down here in San Diego and stuff, and I saw that you was going to go live, and I was like, okay, well, I'm working from home, so I can watch now. So I'm happy that you reached your milestone and you're verified, and you earned it. Like, you seriously earned it, because I told you, when I started watching you, you actually helped me get through school, and I graduated. So
yeah,
I really appreciate your channel a lot. So I want to say continue to do what you do, and you got it, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I didn't get it because I was trying to figure out why the heck my lips were so white this whole time, and I just color corrected the damn screen. What a fool. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, Travis. Oh, dang. Let me know how the Manscaped worked out for you. 6148, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, how are you? I am so excited for you. I just want you to know how much of an inspiration you are to me. I actually am a TikToker with like 2 million, and I've been watching you with my mama. We love you so much in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. Shout out to you on TikTok. That's something I could never do. Yeah, it's hard to do TikTok.
Oh, my God, stop it. No, you will slay. You will slay. But I just want you to know that you have taught me so much just with this episode alone. I have lost so many friends because of my music career going off. And everything, me kind of going to the place I've always wanted to be. And you in this moment, you are elevating. We've been watching you all of quarantine, and you've been the only delight in this household. So I want to let you know that, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. And as a fellow content creator, especially if you have a platform that large, you know what it's like when it's time to put out content. You lose a lot of close friends. Like, you know, a lot of personal relationships become strained because you have to give so much time to the work. So, yeah, it's hard.
Literally, it's literally terrifying. It's terrifying, but my name's Kai. If you ever want to follow me, it's I Am Kai. I would love to connect
okay.
with you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would just, you know, you know Deli Bo. I love Deli Bo. He's one of my friends.
Yes,
I love
yes, yes. Okay,
yes.
Well, send me a DM.
Yes.
Send me a DM, and we'll talk.
Yes, let's go, baby. I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Kai.
Bye.
I want a Kai with Kai. Girl, okay. Give me a shout out on your TikTok. 0498, you're live on the air.
Oh my God, I done made it through.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Oh my, I tell you, baby. You Gemini, baby. We Gemini twins, baby, okay?
Period, okay?
Period. I be watching you. I'm like, oh yeah, that's definitely a Gemini read. That's a Gemini.
And let me tell you something.
Right.
I get made fun of for being a Gemini. You know, they drag me. I'm out of Gemini. He's crazy. He's a narcissist. Listen. Oh well, Geminis, we can be successful too. Just don't play with us.
Just don't play with us. But let me tell you something. I think we're meant to be in the entertainment world. I've been watching you for like a year now. And when I say you be having me cracking up, I'm so proud of you for being on Jason Lee's show. I'm so
love
proud
Jason
of
Lee.
Mm-hmm. I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm just so extremely proud of you. But whenever you give a good kiki and a good read, I'd be like, yeah, that's that Gemini, baby. Don't play with us. Don't play with us, baby. That's that Gemini read.
Oh, look at this crown. This crown, yeah, I'm high off these dang pills. This crown is really hitting. Thanks, boo. I'm going to call you later. I'm really not going to call you,
okay,
but
bye.
Okay, let me get Lisa on here because she done dropped $200. Lisa, did you hang up? Why would you hang up, Lisa? I seen your number just pop up here. And I didn't want to, like, miss it, but, girl, there's so many people on here. I'm trying to get through right now, and the lady told me I'm going to be talking all night because I'm off these pills. So call back, Lisa. But let me tell you something. Shout out to the woman who made this crime. My hair is a mess, but this crime is really here. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is really, this is how you do it. You know what I mean? Everybody was expecting me to do a crown when I got that. We did that. I was waiting for the crown, for the plaque. Okay. Anybody can get $100K, but can anybody get a plaque? You gotta earn it. I'm just saying. Okay, I guess Lisa's not calling back. Well, I'll take a couple more, then I'll go. 6307, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God, I finally got through. This is crazy. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. First of all, I want to say congratulations to you. I want to say that my mom is a Gemini, and y'all intuition is always on point, period, and y'all hilarious. All the time. And I want to say that I see the YouTubers, not going to say no names, throwing shade. And I knew it was going to come to this. I swear to God, like, you always been winning. And I knew you was going to continue to win. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited to be on air. And
thank you.
I just seen all the funny shit, and I'm just like, what are you doing that for? At the end of the day, he's going to come up. He's going to come up on site because you're original, you're entertaining, you're hilarious, and you're down to earth, and you're real. And that's all I want to say. I know you got a busy line, and I love you, Armand. And you're inspiring.
I love you for watching. Thank you.
You're inspiring me to just be better, and I've been going through a hard time, depression, and watching your show is really, really, really making me feel better.
I was depressed too. Remember, I don't know how long you've been watching, but there was a point in time where I had to take a break off of my YouTube channel and like close everything up. And everybody said I did a publicity stunt to get subscribers. And at that moment, child, I wanted to kill myself. I literally wanted to commit suicide. I was talking to Lisa. I was talking about, I was like, I don't want to live no more. I'm depressed. And people were using that as content saying that I did a publicity stunt to try to get people to get views, when literally I was 2 seconds from checking myself into a freaking, you know, mental place because I was having a breakdown.
Exactly. Wow. You never know somebody's state of mind, and people are just so cool. But like I said, you're so original, and you touch souls. Like, you sure enough touching minds, and I just appreciate you, and you're going to go so far. That's it. You verified, and the hate is real. But God don't like ugly. And when you real and you do real things and you original, you're gonna win for life. That's it. And that's all I gotta say. And I love you, Armand.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye. Listen, and I hope I am inspiring people. But listen, I gotta get up out of here, y'all. I know I wish I could talk to y'all all, but I really will ramble on.